What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
I just wanted to do something before we get into the meat of the episode.
Shut.
Oh my gosh.
It's happening.
I made you guys your own dick mugs.
Finally. Do you know how long we had to do this podcast to get these mugs?
Courtesy of Dicks by Delaney.
Oh my god.
This is so perfect for a sleepover episode.
This really is.
This is what happens when you're an adult and you have a slumber party, is your friends make you dick mugs.
There you go. So please enjoy your Taylor Donglinson and Kelsey Cock mugs, everybody.
Okay. Oh my god, you're so funny. You even put like the business card in there. You're like, look, you get the whole
Kelsey Cock,
the whole experience. I wanted to pick some.
Oh my god, it looks like me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's so perfect.
Wow, you really made my tits look amazing.
Wow,
yeah,
they're enormous. Tits do look amazing. Let me see.
Oh my god, Delaney.
So I wanted to pick some.
Can we see it on camera?
Oh, yeah.
I guess you could probably do that, huh?
Wow.
If you guys are not watching this,
more perfect.
Go watch it on YouTube and follow us on Instagram to see these, because we're definitely going to post about them. Oh my god.
It's so good. Oh
so
my god,
love it.
You did my jacket.
I did. So I wanted to pick milestone pictures for you guys. This is Kelsey's album cover and Taylor's Netflix cover, and I thought it would be like a fun little memento of some milestones.
I love you
too.
This is amazing. I'm gonna use this every day.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
And these are hand painted. I hand sketch, and then I sketch on the mug and I hand paint the mug. They are eco friendly. They're non toxic.
You put my little mole on it.
I did.
That's amazing.
Oh my god. Thank you for not putting any of my moles in.
I know you too well for that shit.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I have emotional issues with my moles.
And I bake them myself, package them myself. 5% of all profits are donated to women in need. So I'm going to be picking a different
organization. This week, we're the women in need.
There you are.
In need of a dick mug. This is incredible.
I'll be picking a different organization each year to donate to. So yeah, those are yours.
This is so awesome.
Thank
like
you.
I can't get this anywhere else. I don't have to be friends with Delaney anymore. It took this long. Do you know how long I've been trying to get a dick mug?
You know what's so funny? I would feel tremendous pressure to draw a friend and not do it in a potentially offensive way.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because, like, you know all my physical insecurities. So, like, You made my forehead such like a nice small amount of space because, you know, I have insecurity about internet trolls talking shit about my forehead.
Right. People talk about your forehead?
Yeah, remember the weird forehead that, like, people on Reddit have,
I thought that was about your mole, not your forehead.
It's about both of them, Taylor.
Your forehead is small. It's really small. You have a small forehead.
Yeah. Well, people on Reddit have photoshopped many foreheads onto my forehead in some sort of 12 head situation. Dude. And it's...
I was talking to Kane about this the other night in the green room because his jokes about how, like, you're so far out of his league, nobody understands why anywhere you're with him. I was like, Kane, you're attractive. Okay? Like, what's wrong? He's like, well, I think I'm fine. I was like, he goes, were you a fat kid too? And I said, yes, and we're hot now. And it's not, you can't, because I can't say it to myself, so I have to say it to Kane. But, like, I was talking to him about the people that will shit on him on Instagram after you post about him. And right. I was like, you know what? They shit on her too. She's got these weird Jim Norton cretins.
I get shit just
like. You get a lot.
It's
like,
so
it's
bizarre.
Bad,
it's ridiculous. It's like not reflective at all of anything that's happening. Your forehead is small. Kane is cute. Stop it.
Dude, we've got
leave Brittany alone.
We've gotten some crazy shit as a trio too on Reddit and stuff.
We have?
We've been on Reddit a couple times.
Ew.
Don't even look and don't
no.
even
don't. No, I don't want to know. Yeah, I wish I didn't even know.
I could even find it if I wanted to again, so you can't even.
How did
you
find
it? I think somebody mentioned that we had been on there, and then I looked and I kind of
sucks.
I went too deep, guys.
No.
Don't even.
When did you do this?
This was a while ago. Yeah.
That, like, it makes me sick to my stomach,
it makes,
even knowing.
I feel sick right now.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Horrible things.
Really?
Horrible. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is, like, really mean.
Yeah.
You know? People are horrible.
Reddit's
really
a terrible place.
Our listeners are the nicest, sweetest people.
They really are.
Really great people. So let's just.
Why the hell are we on Reddit, though? Like, what listeners are putting us on Reddit?
I don't know.
Because why else would you be aware of.
I don't think they're the listeners. They found. They're fans of comedy or something. They found one of us through stand-up. And then they're like, oh, and then she's friends with these two bitches. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's really
ew.
Mean.
Oh, really my mean. God. I'm going to throw up.
I'm sorry.
I hate Reddit.
Let's only ever go on the Facebook self-helpless
That's
group
all
page.
I do.
Yes. You're like, cry already.
The
just
only
like...
internet I do is our closed Facebook page for self-helpless. I'm not kidding. I do not Google other things.
Yeah, Reddit.
Yes.
If you're on Reddit, you're a terrible human being.
Yeah, get
you're
off
such
of that
a
shit.
Bad person.
Get off of that.
Oh, I forgot to mention, these are hand wash only because of the oil paint. So you're always just going to want to, you know, wash the inside of the mug. Never scrub the front or else it'll fade.
Okay.
Oh,
Delaney, I love you. I God, it's so beautiful.
Say hello to my little friend.
What a fun mug.
Anyway. I love it. I'm so happy.
Can't wait to use that. Can't wait to take pictures with that shit.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I know.
But yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
What
like
a great excuse
people,
for, a,
you know.
For a double selfie.
Oh my God. So much of one face in one picture. Yeah.
I love that.
We have to take a picture together with
we
them.
Do. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I want to get all that shit before we leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it tonight. Bring your mug tonight. We'll take one in the green room.
Oh my God. That's a great idea. So cute.
So shall we we have a lot
get
of quotables.
Oh.
So Delaney, many quotables.
It's like a quotable buffet today, guys. I hope you're hungry because they're coming in.
Here they come, coming in hot.
Yeah.
Number one.
Don't say anything they could put on Reddit.
Yeah,
make dirty.
Right. This is unknown. I don't know who to credit this to. Okay. But Buddhist poetry is the Instagram account. Don't treat people as bad as they are. Treat them as good as you are.
I have a real hard time with that.
Oh, me too.
We all do. Uh-huh. We all do. But, you know, just a nice reminder.
You don't. You're so compassionate.
Yeah.
For most of the time.
I don't feel like you hold a lot of grudges.
You don't. I was talking to Kyle about this the other day where I was like, man, I was like, Delaney just like really just always thinks about where people are at.
Yeah.
And like doesn't like in a way that Kelsey and I just can't do
can't
because
see it.
The justice thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we just need
we're
everything
out here
to be
being
fair.
Good people. So why the fuck can't you be a good person?
Exactly.
Why do I have to lower my standards for your shittiness?
Preach. That's what I think. And then Delaney's over here like, well, you know, you're just a good person for the sake of being one. And I'm like, no, I don't think that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I think I got some motives.
I try. Nobody's perfect, but I guess I'm pretty close. No, I struggle
you are. You're
with
just
it.
Like such an old soul. You're just so wise and like.
I don't know. I guess because like. I don't
weathered.
Know. We all think about when we're like.
Somebody wants to be called weathered.
You know, weathered in like a sexy way. Not like your skin.
Like a black leather kind of smoking a cigar kind of way.
You got like a weathered, like a weathered sense of empathy. You know, like you're just like, well, you like never condemn anybody for anything.
Right.
Whereas like Kelsey and I will be like, oh, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, you know, have you thought about, have you said that to them? Have, yeah. Maybe they're not even aware. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go call Kelsey.
You're not giving me what I need. Oh, God, I love it. I think it's just, you know, I can think of instances where I've reacted a certain way that if somebody didn't know what I was going through, probably thought I was a real bitch.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's like I'm making excuses for myself too. Like, oh no, I mean, I've been this way at some point and it was because I was in a bad place. But,
yeah. I mean, you're right. We all should look at it that way more, but it's just you and I are incapable.
You guys are the questioners. I'm the obliger, right?
Yes,
I guess that's
exactly.
Where we're different. Okay. Are you guys ready for this one? Yeah. Hold on to your
seats,
people. Here we go. Oh, wait, hold on. I found an even better one. Oh, here we go. The goal is to die with memories, not dreams.
Oh.
That's from Unknown to Unknown is really a solid place to get your quotes,
thank
people.
Thank you, Unknown.
Oh, man.
100% agree. 100% agree.
Yeah.
Even if you think you're going to fail miserably at something, do it anyway, because a failure is not really a failure. It's just a learning experience.
Yeah. It's an unpleasant memory.
That's a more like Buddhist way of just saying like YOLO, really.
Yeah.
You know, like just get out there.
That's a Buddhist way of saying YOLO.
It really is.
You only got one life, so get out there.
Fucking do shit. Now, this one my friend Lindsay posted on her Instagram. It says, if you can love the wrong person that much, imagine how much you can love the right one. Oh! And that's the podcast!
Oh my God. This is a swim back to the shore. Wow. That needs to be the clip of the week. 100%. The only way that could have been better is if she fell out of her chair and broke her neck.
Yeah, just like a kid pulling themselves to the side of the pool. He's like, okay.
Wow. Can you just say it one more time?
Oh yeah, here we go. You guys ready? If you can love the wrong person that much, imagine how much you can love the right one.
That makes me want to like throw up. It's so good.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
It's too much to even handle in one sitting. Like, I feel like I ate too many cookies right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good.
Dude. Wow.
I wish I had read that a year ago. I would have saved a lot of time.
Isn't that so freaking good? Oh, man.
So good.
And since, you know, I'm a new entrepreneur or entrepreneur, if you will.
No, geez.
Hey, it's now my livelihood to come up with dick puns. So if this works out great for me. I really love this one. Dear pessimist, optimist, and realist, while you guys argued whether the glass is full or empty, I sold the glass. Sincerely, entrepreneur.
Ooh, that's good.
I like that.
I was like, yeah, that'll keep me motivated during the rough months.
That's funny. That's pretty good.
Yes.
During the rough months.
And one last one.
I think there's one last one. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People will throw stones at you. Don't throw them back. Collect them and build an empire.
Damn. Ooh. You are in that empire.
You are just nailing it with the quotes today.
We didn't fuck around at any quotes.
So good.
Wow.
That made me... I just feel so like... full after a lot of good quotes.
I love good quotes. I need them daily or else I don't feel good.
Yeah.
We are the basic, just the most basic.
It's a
basic bitch podcast today.
Yeah. I feel like I'm constantly absorbing positive things to just feel decent. Like, I mean, I'm not depressed or anything, but I feel like just an immediate mood shift. If I'm reading a good quote or reading a passage from a good book, it can change my whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really try to make that part of like my daily routine.
Yeah. The daily affirmation stuff.
God, fucking delicious. Anyway, Kelsey, this episode was your idea. Do you want to start it, kick it off?
Sure. Oh, I'm just so excited. I'm excited to like learn these things about you guys. We did talk about it a little bit on the road trip to Vegas, but I feel like you guys weren't ready for me to ask you this thing. So some of you were like, I don't even know. Let's start
still
with,
not ready.
I get very passionate about what people's like favorite musicians and bands are.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. And when you you know what I mean? When it resonates with somebody, you feel this like deep bond. So I would love to know what your guys' top five favorite musicians and bands are. And then we share our own as well.
Oh, I'm ready, baby.
Okay.
Hit us with it. We ready?
Hit us with it.
Tenacious D.
Wow.
Number one, always since I was 11 years old.
How often often do you listen to Tenacious D?
At least once a week, but anytime I'm feeling I'm feeling sad, I'll listen to Tenacious D, because it is impossible to be in a shitty mood while listening to their music. They make you laugh and sing, and it's fucking fantastic. There's no way I can be upset listening to their music.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So it is my go-to.
Okay.
Yeah. Love me some D. Okay. That's number one. And we got Yvette Brothers, who I fucking love.
I don't even know who they are.
Oh, I'll be sending you some stuff. They're incredible. Brandi Carlile, one of my favorite artists.
She's so good.
She just hits your soul.
Yeah, you get goosebumps.
Yeah, real goosebumps. I've seen her live. I've seen everybody live, I'm about to say. Actually, there's one person.
You've seen all these people live?
I've seen Tenacious D live a couple times, and I've met Jack Black, as we talked about.
Oh, well,
about
we know
a few
about
times.
That.
I've seen the Yvette Brothers live, who were phenomenal. I mean, I think it just, I'm really drawn to the people who can just get up on stage with their instruments and fucking rock the house. Like, there's not the big light show or anything. It's just like them.
Is that what Tenacious D is?
Tenacious D's got a lot of theatrics, but their music is excellent and their voices are excellent. So, like, it's a whole package. It's like, it's a big theatrical experience with Tenacious D.
Yeah.
But that's like part of who they are.
Yeah.
The Yvette Brothers and Brandi Carlile are very much like, they get up there, maybe a couple lights on with their guitar. And they just rock fucking house. I saw Brandi Carlile live in Anaheim one year, and she did a song a cappella. She's like, if everybody can get quiet enough, I'll just sing a song. No instruments, just my voice. It was incredible. Her voice was just like, just echoing everywhere. I mean,
I have goosebumps just like hearing
about it.
It
was phenomenal. She's amazing. I actually got to perform on the same festival with her one year.
Oh, cool.
And I was so... Yeah, I was.
Oh, wow.
Somebody came up to me and they're like, my favorite part of this festival was you and Brandi Carlile. And I was like, this is the biggest compliment. You have no idea. I almost started crying. Yeah. I was like, I can't believe you even put me in the same realm of talent as Brandi Carlile.
Wow.
Oh, crazy. And then I would say Pink. Fucking love Pink.
Oh, love Pink.
Pink has been at the top since I was a kid in elementary school. I feel like
I love
consistency.
That.
She's always there. She's a fucking badass, empowering woman. I love that she does all that aerial yoga shit.
Yeah.
I fucking love Pink.
Some old Pink, too. That first album.
Dude, yeah. She's fantastic. I love her. I feel like she's very underrated. I don't think people say that they fucking love Pink.
Because she came out when it was Britney and Christina, and she was like occupying that space of people that didn't want that, but it didn't have that same, I think, like marketability of like, she's not going to be on stage belly dancing with a snake at the VMAs.
I feel like Pink was huge, though.
She was huge,
she's
but
always
like,
been big,
it was
but
a it's, different lane.
Yeah, yeah, it's never been, yeah, exactly. I think she was overshadowed, and I don't agree with it. So I've always been a Pink girl.
And I don't agree with it.
And then Tom Petty, who I have seen live as well.
Nice.
I fucking love Tom Petty. I haven't seen Pink live ever, and I really need to. Mm-hmm. But those are my top five. 4 out of 5 I've seen live, and
that's great.
Stand by all the way.
Great list.
So good.
I got passionate there.
I don't ever talk about my music taste because I feel weird about it.
You're a thousand years old.
I have weird. I really do like pretty much everything. Like I don't, and I haven't. I've been to one concert.
Yeah.
And it was,
what?
I've been to one concert. That's
ever?
All I've done.
Wait,
yeah.
In your life?
Yeah. No, that's not true. I took my younger sister to see Taylor Swift.
Okay.
But the only concert I.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I've gone to, like, going like, oh, I want to see these people, was the Killers in Vegas when I was in college with a friend of mine.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, that's the only one. Because the Killers have been like my favorite band since I was like a
kid. It's a great choice.
Yeah, great pick. They're probably live, huh?
Oh my God, it was awesome. It was so great. They like opened up that beautiful new stadium in Vegas.
Oh, yes.
And we went and like we were really, really close. And it was just like, yeah, it was
amazing.
The best. Yeah, so cool. They're probably my number one. And then do you know the band Mother Mother? Probably not.
Do not.
Okay. That's one. How about Mountain Goats? Do we know Mountain Goats?
Okay. I'm going to
take
a break.
That's good.
What is this?
No, what
are
like they? Indie rock.
I like indie rock.
Yeah. So the Mountain Goats were actually at Outside Lands, and I didn't know. And then I heard one of my favorite songs coming from somewhere else while I'm sitting like in just a pile of grass backstage at the comedy tent, and I was like, oh shit, because like I don't feel super strongly about seeing anybody live. Lately I've been like, oh, I would love to go see some live music, but for me it just seems like such a hassle and so much time that I'm like, I gotta really want to.
There's so many different venues.
There is.
It's like, think of all the venues you do comedy in. That's the same thing with musicians.
Yeah,
you just go to the venues that you want to see,
right?
That you don't mind being at.
Yeah,
I thought you were, because the last time we've talked about your music choice, you mentioned some real weird old timey shit.
We're getting there.
Indie rock is fantastic.
Well, these are the that's mostly, I feel like, what I listen to is stuff like that. Like, you probably have, you heard of like the Magnetic Fields? Probably not. That's a band I listened to a lot in college that I actually hadn't listened to in a while, and I started listening to them again like recently, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love everything they do. There's just very few bands that I feel like, oh, I will listen to anything you do, like every song I like. So these are all the ones I feel that way about, or like the things I go back to a lot. Do you guys listen to Sam Cooke at all? Do you like Sam Cooke?
I've heard Sam Cooke.
Yeah. Do you like that?
I like him.
That's a lame choice. And then one that's super weird, but is something I've been listening to since I was in high school and used to like really help me through like depressive, anxious moments. I used to have panic attacks in class, and I would go to the bathroom and I would listen to this Belgian women's choir. They cover like rock songs, like classic rock songs. Did you ever see, the only thing I could think that you would have a reference from was, did you see do you remember the song they had in the background of the Social Network?
Yeah.
The choir song that was Creep by Radiohead?
Oh, yes.
That's who they are.
Oh, again, so I get goosebumps every time we talk about good music. Okay. Yeah.
So that, everything they do, I listen to so much of that, and it's like that's like what I do when I'm sad.
Yeah.
And it's like so comforting to me, and has been since I was a teenager.
Wasn't there like a Christmas album you said that you listened to a lot?
No.
No?
That wasn't me.
Okay.
Christmas album?
I thought there was like a Barbra Streisand situation.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. That's not a Christmas album.
Okay.
It was an individual song. I listened to Funny Girl by Barbra Streisand when I have bad sets. I haven't done it in a while, maybe because I was shamed for it. Have you seen Funny Girl? I also like musicals, so that's like a bummer.
Musicals. Musicals are fun.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Probably not as much as you, but I like
it. Probably not. Well, my dad was a music teacher growing up.
Yeah,
like,
makes sense.
He taught show choir.
Yeah.
And like, that's what I just don't have any musical ability whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's such a bummer. But my dad's like a beautiful singer and like plays piano, and I grew up with that.
Yeah.
And so I really love like musicals and stuff, and Funny Girl's like a great movie. Have you seen Funny Girl?
No.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That song I listened to a lot, like in the beginning of doing stand up when I would like bomb and I would like listen to that MacArthur. That's the most embarrassing thing.
That's amazing, dude.
It's so stupid. But the women's choir is called I may even be saying it wrong. I've tried to look up ways to see them live, but they're never here in America. I think it's Scala and Kalachny Brother. That's what it's called.
Huh.
Yeah, you have to look at it. It's Scala and then Kolacny.
Man,
so look that up. I know, it's weird.
So
that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys are gonna come in like, all right, Jay Timberlake. Like, everybody's like,
bitch,
cool.
Don't steal my thunder.
Yeah, I know. See, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I would say outside of my top five, obviously we've talked about, I have very little, I'm very not in the know about other things that are happening.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I got top five, but
Yeah.
Who, like, I mean, I learned about who MGK was and the feud with Eminem.
Yes.
By the way, I did look up what gully meant. Did you know what gully is?
No.
Okay, you know the lyric where he's like, "Oh, we can get gully and I'll size up your body and put some of my chalk around it." That one?
Don't know.
Gully means like gangster or hood or ghetto, I think.
Oh.
So I'm going to get ghetto and, you know.
Oh.
Anyway, just wanted to share
you're such a mom. Like, you just got so into this, like, one particular feud and, like, learned everything about it. I love it so much.
I know. I don't know anything. Like,
start Googling the way I do.
I would never say, like, "Oh, Eminem's one of my favorites," because I haven't listened to enough. Like, I love Eminem enough.
He's phenomenal.
Right. I agree with you, but, like, I haven't listened to it. If I feel like I don't know enough about them, I'm very nervous about saying something's my favorite unless I've listened to everything.
Oh.
Is the other thing. So I'm like, these are the things that I always go back to for years that love everything.
Right.
No matter what. These are the things.
Yeah.
And everything else, I like everything you talk about. I like all of it. But I would never...
I got you. That makes sense.
Call it. All right. Where we go. Beyonce, top five?
Beyonce. Justin Timberlake. John Mayer. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Incubus. And then runner-ups are like Coldplay, No Doubt, D'Angelo, Cake. And my dad is a professional trumpet player, so anything with like a horn in it, I really like, because that reminds me of like hearing him play growing up. Oh, so many. But those are like my top five.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
I love them so much. Oh, and Maroon 5. Maroon 5 is another like runner-up.
Yeah. But like, you made a playlist for us on the way to Vegas, and I was like, I would never have the confidence to do that.
Yeah.
I just played Kyle some of my favorite songs. And he was like, "I really like this." I was like, "Oh, thank God." But then some of them I played, and he's like, "Well, this is uplifting." All right, well, that was just my feelings.
I just don't even know how to access music or make a playlist. Yeah, I got to get Spotify first, and then I have to learn how to make a playlist, and then I have to learn how to, you know, put it in the same, you know, somewhere I could play it.
How did you figure out how to make money off of Dick Monks, but you can't make a playlist on Spotify?
First of all, Patrick is my buddy who helped me build my website completely, and I have, like, step-by-step instructions on how to, like, create invoices and shit. I basically, if I can do it, you guys can do it. If you're thinking about starting a business, get somebody who you trust to help you, because other than that, like, now I know how to do my shit. It took some practice, but, you know, I've learned a little bit about Instagram from being on Instagram.
Yeah.
And the Facebook and Pinterest. I have no idea how that works, but I'm on there.
Yeah.
And Twitter, who knows? But there's only a few things I really have to know how to do as of now that I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it expands, which I hope it does, I will need a lot of help to streamline the bulk of stuff.
Oh, Delaney.
But yeah, I'll learn how to make a playlist. Maybe that'll be my next task.
Yeah. If anybody ever needs a playlist, I'm your girl.
you killed
the Vegas music.
I take a lot of pride. That's like a weird side hobby. Like, I take a lot of pride in being able to like make a good playlist.
Oh yeah.
That should be a Patreon reward. Yeah. You'll make somebody a good playlist.
Customize the playlist. Oh, yeah. That'd be
fun.
Dude,
I'm so into that.
Yeah. I'll make you a playlist if you want to be sad. Want a sad playlist?
Should we do my other two or keep it going?
Let's go circle.
Yeah, I'll go one. Okay. What's your most embarrassing moment that you can remember? Like, either as a kid, adult, anything.
I got one. All right.
Let's hear it.
When I was in second grade, I've written essays on this moment. When I was in second grade, they were redoing, we had two playgrounds. They had one for the fourth and fifth graders, and they had one for everybody else. Okay. And we were on the fourth and fifth grade playground because they were putting in wood chips instead of sand in the other one because stray cats were pooping in the sand. kids were finding the poop and thinking they were presents, and they weren't. So we're on this unfamiliar terrain. I want to emphasize that. We're in a different part of the school. So I have to pee. So I go to the bathroom, which I don't go to because this is a fourth and fifth grade bathroom. I go into the bathroom. I'm about yay high. So I'm not looking at the sign. I go in. There's one stall. I said, that's weird. I guess fourth and fifth graders don't have to pee as much.
Oh,
I go in there. It doesn't lock, but I'm like, it's fine. It'll hold close.
Oh, no.
I go in there. It's holding close. While I am peeing, just Mary-Kate and Ashley capris around my ankles, fully engaged. Two boys from my class come in, and they're reading something that was written on the wall, because boys are disgusting or something. I don't know what they were doing, but they took them in there, and I was like, what's happening right now? And somewhere, my brain didn't register, maybe you're in the wrong bathroom. My brain was like, you better put your feet up so they don't think anybody's in here. like, that's a good idea. So I put my feet up a little bit, and then I was like, what am I doing? And then they walked in on me while I'm in the bathroom. I'm 7 years old, worst experience of my life.
Oh, no.
So they walk in, one of them goes, oh, and walks away, which is the correct response.
Right.
And the other one goes, I'm telling on you. They leave the bathroom.
Jesus.
I get up and, like, am getting dressed. And meanwhile, yelling, like, no, this is a girl's room. I know it's not. I know it isn't now.
Oh, no.
Then I'm fully dressed. I'm leaving. And a whole group of second grade boys comes in.
Oh.
And basically, like, just like, what are you doing? And I, like, get, and I leave, and I get out of it, and I go back to, like, just where we were all playing, like, wall ball, and I just kind of stand there, like, shell-shocked for a minute. The bell rings, I go inside, and I think a teacher asked me, like, what's wrong, and I just started bawling.
Oh,
and my mom had to come pick me up, and then the next day, I remember, like, walking into school and, like, being too afraid to go play on the playground because I was just like,
I just want to touch you and say I'm sorry.
I was like, I can't do it. But then, you know, everybody's like a goldfish in second grade, so they forgot. But it was like maybe the worst, most traumatizing, embarrassing.
So, wait, so just to confirm, were you peeing in a urinal in the men's bathroom?
No. It was a stall.
Okay.
But it was the men's bathroom. It was the men's bathroom.
Okay.
But they weren't men yet. They were seven.
Okay, boys' bathroom.
Boys' bathroom, yeah.
Okay, so that's what happened. I was like, is she squatting in a urinal?
Yeah. No. That would be bad. No, I was in a stall, but they walked into the stall because it didn't lock.
Got it.
Oh. Yeah, isn't that bad?
Poor seven-year-old Taylor.
I know.
We love you.
Oh. Well, mine is something that is widely available on the internet.
Oh, right.
It's my manicure tool story. Yeah. It has, I believe, now 1.5 million views.
Wow.
Amazing.
On YouTube. That's so awesome. If you don't know, it's the story of the first time I tried masturbating and I used my mom's manicure tool. It was like a nail device that was shaped like a dick. I put it inside my vagina and I didn't know at the time I was allergic to latex. And so after I took it out, my pussy swelled shut. I had to tell my mom what happened, so she took me to the doctor. I had to tell the doctor what happened, and I grew up in a really tiny town where basically, like, word spread, and a lot of people knew what I had done.
That is so horrible.
And it was the most mortifying experience of my life. I couldn't talk about it with anybody for, like, a decade, and then as I, like, got more into stand-up, I was able to turn it into a story, and it ended up becoming, like, my first Comedy Central credit.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, very grateful now, but by far the most horrifying thing that's ever happened to me. So if you want the full story, you can go look it up on YouTube. It's called Kelsey Cook, Homemade Dildo.
Even if nobody found out about that, that would still be traumatizing.
Yeah.
So that's, like, double horrifying.
Yeah. I just, like, I think probably the most embarrassing part was having my, like, childhood doctor put on his minor's headlight.
Oh, God.
Like, the way that doctors do that little head thing. And going down there when your crotch is just completely swollen shut.
Oh, my God.
And just, like, prodding it with Q-tips.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
So awful.
Like, I was, like, fucking 15 or 17. I was so young, and it's just so horrifying. And to have my mom there and have to, like, have her hear what I did to, like, make that happen, it's just, it was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's just the epitome of embarrassing.
That's awful.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
What do you have, Delaney?
It's so funny. I didn't even think about mine because I'm like, I just want to find out what yours are. But I guess if I had to pick, like, when I was having all kinds of, like, digestive issues and, like, going to a conventional high school setting, I would have to leave my class several times in the same class period.
Yeah.
And, like, how fucking humiliating, like, you're in high school, you're in that age where you're, like, trying to figure out how to, like, try to be attractive, but you know you're not yet, like, all that awful stuff.
Yeah.
And people are obviously walking, like, seeing you walk out of the classroom three times within, like, 55 minutes. Everybody knows you're shitting yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
there's no, they're even like, oh, I just had to take a phone call. I'm 16 and I got lots of things going on.
Like, I'm a business meeting.
Everybody knows what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think I don't have, like, a specific moment that was most embarrassing, but that was happening so frequently that I think it just worsened the anxiety of having to sit in a classroom.
Yeah.
Knowing that, oh my God, I'm probably going to have to, like, go to the bathroom and figure out what the fuck's going on, you know, and having to tell a teacher, like, in the bathroom again? Is this?
Yeah.
And then they're thinking, like, are you cheating on the test? What's going on? I'm like,
I
am not well. Like,
I am not
so
well.
In my pants.
Yeah, I don't think I have, like, a moment. I don't really get embarrassed that much. by stuff. I'm sure I did it as a kid.
I mean, I guess.
As a kid.
That makes sense.
But like now I'm not really. I just kind of own my shit now. But as a kid, I'm sure there was lots of things. But that was a tough time because that's like your awkward teenage years and like... You're everybody's staring at you, thinking like, what the fuck is going on
That's
with this
crazy.
Girl? She either has a cocaine habit or she's shitting her pants. Like, I mean,
dude.
And you know, there you go.
All I have are embarrassing stories. Like that was like my whole youth. Like I sharded at a 3-on-3 street basketball tournament. I've like shit my pants in a moving car. I had a poop in a box a month ago.
Right. Yeah.
Like just so many things. Yeah. When I was drunk, I puked on my ex's pillow and then turned back over and kept talking to him like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like my ex's dad found like my G-string at his apartment.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I'm telling you guys.
Oh
my
shit.
My whole life is just.
Okay. I got one. Okay.
Well.
So I was at a party. I think I was 17 and it was at one of our friend's parents' house, I'm pretty sure. And to this day he has no idea this is me. I think he listens to the podcast, so he might find out. I remember I was having sex with my boyfriend at the time in somebody's room. I don't know, it was like a family, maybe the sister's room or something. And I had to stop for a second because I was a little drunk. And so I'm like, hold on a second. And then I just kind of rolled over off the bed and just started puking on the carpet, I believe. Because I'm like, I'm going to barf on you if you don't stop. And then I was puking. And then some friends came in, saw me just completely naked, barfing, got like a trash can. So I'm just like barfing naked at this party.
God. Like a baby.
At this party. And they clean me up a little bit. I don't know what happened to the trash can or anything. Everybody's drunk, so it's like, who knows? And then that Monday at work, these were coworkers, the person who threw the party was like, yeah, like the next morning, like I found a puke in the trash can in my sister's room, and the bed was broken.
Oh my god!
We had broken the bed, and then I rolled off the bed and just like puked everywhere naked, and just people were just like watching me puke naked. I guess that was probably
that's brutal.
The fact, I think the reason why your memory is so young is because you don't drink.
I don't drink.
Because so many of mine.
The closest thing I have, the last like really embarrassing moment I think I've had is just getting. It's just cops, like from college, just cops pounding on the window of my Toyota 4Runner while I'm completely naked in the back seat with somebody. Like, that happened like multiple times.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, that's a good story.
That wasn't great. And there's a flashlight and it's horrible.
Oh my God.
It's horrible.
That's a great story.
Yeah, several times.
Say that on the podcast.
That's a really good
several
one.
Times.
Whoa.
It's funny
because I wasn't embarrassed about the naked puking park. I was more embarrassed that like he was telling me about some person who had broken the bed and barfed, and he didn't know it was me. That was the embarrassing part. He's like, oh, he doesn't realize I'm the one who did that. He's like, some fucking idiot broke the bed and puked everywhere. I'm like, who would do that?
Oh my god! I love you.
Like, because of course, like I just went back to partying after all, you know.
Yeah,
puking rally, gross.
Oh yeah,
so gross.
Imagine. Oh, so god. Many things. We could do an entire episode just about
embarrassing stories. Yeah, 100%.
We really could. Okay, let me see here. What do I have? I had a lot of them. So this is one I found online that I just want to hear. What's the most romantic thing anybody's ever done for you? I think I know yours, but
that's sweet. Well, obviously it's going to be with Cam.
It
doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Should we say excluding your current boyfriend? Would that be helpful?
Before her current?
Yeah, because obviously like getting proposed to.
On the podcast. Yeah.
That's
like,
pretty freaking.
Yeah. So let's say besides current people.
I can say if you want to think.
Yeah, go for it. Kelsey's got some good ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My first boyfriend was a musician, and so he would like write songs about me.
Get the fuck out of here, Kelsey.
Why'd you ask this? Concerts, and he would be like really creative with like artsy things. On my 18th birthday, he bought me what looked like a pack of cigarettes, and I was like, this is so confusing. He knows I'm not that person that smokes. He had bought a pack of cigarettes, dumped all the cigarettes out, and then taken pieces of paper and wrote
on each piece of paper something he loved about me with a little illustration, and then rolled it up into a tube that looked like a cigarette. And so when I opened it, it was like 20 little rolls of paper that were things he loved about me.
Oh, that's really
sweet.
That
was like 18th birthday themed. Like, oh, now you can buy cigarettes.
That's so sweet. Oh, God, that's cute. That's really creative.
Dude, he killed it with stuff like that. I was like, yeah, he's fucking set the bar high.
I can't believe he did that and wrote songs about you.
Fuck this guy.
I know. Where is he?
Last time I had coffee with him, he's single, so he's out there, ladies.
He's out there.
Yeah, really, really great.
Well, God, I mean, you got a song written about you, got a cheesecake delivered once. Is that kind of trying to, I'm scrambling.
A cheesecake delivered once?
I'm really trying to think. I think, I don't think I've really had any crazy, like, romantic gesture. I'm trying to think of people not. Okay. One time, my boyfriend just, like, out of nowhere, my boyfriend at the time, surprised me with like a really beautiful diamond necklace, and he had planned that we were gonna watch my favorite movie and eat my favorite dessert just like on a random Tuesday. But that was all like tainted very quickly after realizing that he was cheating on me. And I think it was like he had felt guilty.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm gonna get this necklace and do these things.
That sucks. I was about to be like, that's great.
I know. Yeah. So it's like, it was great at the time. And then I'm thinking like, oh, bitch was just being shady as fuck. Yeah.
Sorry, man.
But like, what can you do? But he did deliver a cheesecake on Valentine's Day to me, which I thought was really nice because I'm not a big Valentine's Day person.
But you're a big cheesecake
person. I'm a big cheesecake person.
He knew.
And he got it delivered to the where I was living in college, delivered to my door. Oh, and that was nice. So, you know. Yeah. I guess that's pretty much it.
That's really sweet. Yeah. How about you?
I don't know.
I'm going to get cat hair off your nose.
Oh, please do. Thank you so much. Yeah. That was so nice.
Sorry.
I feel so seen.
I mean, mama bear you.
No, that was nice. My college boyfriend was on our first date. I told him we were out somewhere, and I told him we spent like the whole day together on our first date, and I told him that I had always wanted like flowy white curtains in my bedroom as a kid. Like, I always wanted that, and my parents wouldn't get them for me. They just like got me like this denim thing that like matched all the other decor that they got because they're real estate agents, so they just like, this is an open house. And so a few months later on Christmas, he got me white curtains, which was so sweet.
Really, they remember
it was really nice. And my ex on our 6 month anniversary made me like a book where I don't remember how many days it was, whatever 6 times 30 is or whatever, he wrote out something he loved about me for every day we had been together.
Oh my gosh, that's really sweet.
See, I love stuff like
that. 180 things?
It was like 180 something. It was
a sentence per thing,
like a little memory or something like that.
That's,
and then
really
he also I had told him that like when I was a kid, like I loved like rollerblading, and I like rollerbladed a lot after my mom died. And then like he bought me rollerblades, and he took me to a parking lot, like an empty parking lot, and I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, all right, close your eyes and put your feet out of the car. And he put rollerblades on me.
My god.
And he got him rollerblades too, so we're rollerblading.
Really sweet.
It's really sweet.
That's a big romantic gesture. That's really sweet. Really sweet.
I love
very
that.
Thoughtful.
I know.
This is such a fun episode.
That's sweet.
Okay, best dessert you've ever had.
Oh my god. Ooh. Okay, I was in North Carolina.
It was a fall afternoon. 1998.
I think it was fall or winter. And I went to this place. Fuck, I gotta find out the name. I think it's called like the Blue Dog something cafe in North Carolina. In, I think, Carrboro is the town. I was out there for a comedy festival, and I had blueberry bread pudding. And I was in heaven. I mean, it was one of the highlights of my trip. And I've thought about that blueberry bread pudding like on a weekly basis since that moment.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really good. It was exactly what I needed. And I would say, I'm not even like, bread pudding is even on my top five of things that my go-to things. But as far as like the best thing I've ever tasted in my mouth, like from a restaurant for dessert.
In my mouth.
Probably that one.
That's great.
Is that what you're saying? It has to be from a restaurant?
Or just any.
I mean, that's what I was thinking, but it could just be something that if you made something, sure.
I know. Yeah, I mean,
I'm just not capable of making anything as good as like you know, my favorite that are in a restaurant.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, it's like a tradition. Like whenever me and my sisters went to my Nana's house growing up, because we spent like every weekend.
Nana's
there.
Definitely qualified.
Right. Yeah. So she makes like we would always make cookies from scratch, which are like, there's nothing better than that ever. And then she makes like this, like, it's like this chocolate chip, like pudding cake. Brownie thing.
Oh my god.
It's so good. It's like a really moist cake with like chocolate chips on top. It's it's like a cake brownie. It's so good.
That sounds amazing.
It's so amazing. Yeah. No, so nothing. I feel that way about most food. Like I can't, there's maybe a couple things I've had at restaurants where I'm like, oh, that was the best thing I've ever eaten. But everything else I'm like, the best things I've eaten are stuff I've made at home. Or like someone's made for me.
Yeah. Homemade stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Mine is the Nutella brownie crepe from the Jean-Philippe Patisserie in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
It is. Did we have it when we went?
No, we went to that milk place.
Oh, to Milk Bar.
We had
that
crack,
which
one?
Also crack pie.
Crack pie.
The Milk Bar just opened up in Los Angeles. My mom and Kane and I stood in line like a week ago and got ourselves some crack pie and some birthday cake truffles. Jesus Christ.
That crack pie is incredible.
It was really good.
If you have a Milk Bar in your city, I implore you to go. It's so good. But my favorite dessert is, so they have like a crepe station in the Bellagio hotel in Las Vegas, and it's this Jean-Philippe Patisserie place. And he's this like award-winning French pastry chef that makes these amazing like wedding cakes and stuff. And they have a crepe station, so you can watch them make it, and it's just like you just watch them swirling around this hot crepe, buttery crepe batter. And then once it's, you know, cooked through, then they smear Nutella all over it, and they top it with fresh chunks of brownie, and then swirl chocolate sauce on top of it, chocolate shavings, powdered sugar, fresh whipped cream.
Oh man,
I think I have diabetes.
It's heaven, because it's warm, and I think there's just, that's like a classic combination, is that bread and chocolate vibe, you know, like chocolate filled croissants, anything like that. And so it's just, it's like almost a little bit savory and sweet, because the bread kind of counteracts it from being like pure sugar.
Yeah.
It's so good. Oh my God. If you're in Vegas, you have to go.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm so hungry now.
I know. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have to
that's
eat
so
something.
Fun. I love hearing so good. Vegas.
Okay.
Is it my question, Drew?
Yeah, it's your question.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. What was the weirdest habit you had as a kid?
All right. Well.
Oh, man.
When I was a really young kid, I used to eat bag plastic.
What?
I used to eat bag plastic.
What? What like, do you mean?
I used to tell people that I used to eat plastic, and then people would be like hard plastic? I'm like, no. That would be stupid. I used to, like, tear pieces of, like, bags apart. I'd eat plastic.
Wait. And you'd swallow it or just chew it like gum?
No, you can't chew it like gum. It's plastic. You gotta swallow it.
Everything.
I don't know how I didn't die.
You swallowed it?
You swallowed it.
Oh, wait, how long? Did it come out in your poop?
Yeah, I don't remember. I was too young. I just remember hiding in like by the behind a thing in my house when I was like probably like 3 or 4 and just eating bag plastic.
What?
How did I not know this about I can't believe I haven't brought it up. Maybe because it's very alarming to me that I did that I'm the same person who made those choices. But it's like one of my earliest memories.
How long did you do that for? Do you know?
I have no idea. I just have a few memories of me doing that.
Weird.
Well, no one can top that.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
That is.
Have you ever gotten like an X-ray done of your stomach or anything like that?
You think it's still in there?
Well, I mean, look at all the fucking pollution and the like, all the waste that plastic doesn't decompose. You know what I mean?
That was 20 years ago.
I think it would have just gone.
It would have just shat out.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It was soft bag plastic.
Okay. I'm like worried now.
Very
I'm like
specific plastic that you enjoy.
Did it taste good?
At the time, yeah, I think it did. That's probably why I kept doing it. It's just smooth.
What the actual fuck?
Yeah.
This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
Like an you know, like an Albertsons bag?
Yeah.
It's like that white, kind of durable.
Yes.
That's what I would eat.
Wow.
Just like tear pieces.
And you just like grab a bag from the kitchen and go to the closet and hope nobody
finds it. I don't even remember where I got it. I just remember I did that. And then I also thought the wallpaper on my bedroom moved.
Oh my God.
It was like farmer wallpaper. I thought it moved.
When you get pregnant, I'm going to keep an eye on you at all times. Because if you...
some weird cravings.
We have fucking pregnant people eat, like, paint chips and weird
what?
Shit. Yeah, don't you know about that?
No.
What? pregnant women, it's a very common thing that, like, well, I don't know about like a lot of them, but it's a thing that pregnant women can like eat paint chips, like they crave paint chips.
Paint?
Okay, keep an eye on me.
Paint off the wall. And eat paint.
Oh, yeah, keep an eye on me.
That's like a known thing.
Wait, isn't there that show? Is it Intervention where people eat like
my
sofas
weird
and
addictions?
Shit? My weird addiction.
Yeah,
it's like that's what you would. Yeah, that's what you did.
But I don't. I don't remember. Something must have happened. Someone must have seen me do it and been like, "You'll suffocate and die." I don't remember.
I have like.
Shit.
I seriously feel anxiety right now.
I was so little.
That's like one of the biggest choking hazards. For
I know.
Kids.
I'm terrified to have children. My parents had no idea.
How weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. There are so many things you're saying this episode that I just like. I feel like I'm going to need to take a pause. So I just hold you and be like, "Please don't do that to yourself ever again." I'm concerned.
Yeah,
it's really upsetting
me. Bitch, you crazy.
I was like 4.
Oh no, yeah. I mean, we all do weird things.
What was the question again?
What's the weirdest habit as a kid?
You had as a kid.
Okay, well, again, mine's not going to be anything near as weird as this. But I used to make
myself beautiful.
Didn't expect that.
No. Oh. I used to. No, this is like this shows you how like deep my white trash roots are. I used to take Wonder Bread and smear mayonnaise on them and just eat bread with mayonnaise.
That's way grosser than pasta.
I would make little mayonnaise sandwiches when I was like 4 or 5 and just eat bread with mayonnaise on it.
Dude, that's you belong in freaking Britain because they love mayonnaise on their shit.
Oh, I know.
Pizza and fries. They use it like ranch.
They use it like ranch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude. But no,
even ranch is gross.
I love
like
ranch.
I feel like it coming up in my throat just even thinking about it. It's so gross. It's so gross. But for some reason, I was obsessed with it. I thought it was delicious.
Mayonnaise sandwiches.
Mayo and
is
bread.
That nuts? I can't even imagine eating Wonder Bread now.
Yeah.
It's like a sponge.
You ate plastic.
Do you remember Kraft Singles? Did you guys ever eat Kraft Singles?
Yeah, where
it was like Cam still eats those.
It was like in little purses. He needs to stop. That shit is disgusting.
It's so gross.
Oh, but I bet you would have like eaten the fucking
probably,
plastic.
I would have taken it out of the plastic and been like, get that cheese.
I don't need his cheese.
I just want a fucking ew, my plastic wrapper. Tastes like cheese.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Okay, what do you have?
Oh man. You guys are weirdos. I feel like that moment when you guys found out that I had flashed my grandparents my boobs.
Yeah.
I feel like that about
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Weird habit I had as a kid. Well, shit. I really should have thought about this for myself while you guys.
I don't have answers.
I put a bead up my nose once, but it wasn't a habit. It was a one-time thing.
A bead?
And I had to go to the emergency room. Oh, wait. Didn't I talk about this on your podcast, Cooked, a long time ago?
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, actually. It sounds kind of familiar.
I stuck a bead up my nose because I wanted to make my cousin laugh because I wanted to be like, hey, it's a purple booger. And I was young. I was maybe 6, 7. Who knows? And so I turned around and I said, look, Karen, it's a purple booger. And she laughed, but not as much as I was hoping. And then I laughed harder, and I laughed really hard, and it shot up my fucking nose.
Oh, like, my God. Did you feel it?
I don't remember exactly, but I knew it was like I couldn't get it out, and I was trying to blow it out, and it wasn't working. And it was Easter. I ruined Easter. I went down, and I'm like, Mom, I put a purple bead up my nose and it stuck. And she was like, oh my God, it's going to go to your brain. We got to get out of here. She was freaking out. And she was like, why would you do this? And I was like, I just wanted to make Karen laugh. I thought it would look like a purple booger. Yeah, it's like my first
solid
bit.
Joke.
Yeah,
first solid bit,
right?
Prop joke.
I had the emergency room. They put like some kind of solution up there to get it out. And they pulled it out, I think, with tweezers.
Oh, I'm like cringing.
So that was that.
Oof,
Other than that, I had a really weird habit as a kid of like taking my fingers like this. You'll have to watch the YouTube video to see a demonstration.
Like bunny ears.
Bunny ear my fingers and scrape the edges of my mouth.
That is weird.
In class?
That is
And I
weird.
Don't know why. I don't know if I was wiping something off or if it was just like a weird thing I did, but I would do that.
I
snorted too. I'm pretty sure I'd smell my fingers after, not gonna lie.
That is
yeah, I don't want to be judged by
weird.
You ever again.
Yeah. Fuck your
That's
judgment.
Super weird.
Oh my God. What?
I don't know why, guys. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That was a cringy question.
That was weird.
That's oh so funny. Oh man.
So
oh,
gross.
Delaney, you nasty.
So gross.
Fish, you nasty.
So gross.
You're nasty and you need Jesus. All right, take your time.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm gonna ask this because I don't think anyone else was going to. Where was everybody? Have we talked about our first kisses on this?
I don't think we have.
So innocent. Okay, what was everybody's first kiss? I know, that's why I was like, no one else is going to ask this.
Yeah, mine was so late. I didn't get my first kiss until I was like 16.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, I feel
that's
like most
late.
People get it.
Is that late?
Yeah. Not until I was 16. Again, very Lisa Simpson about everything. Was very picky. Like, well, unless I can see myself marrying this person and then being the father of my children, I don't want to waste a first
so
kiss
much fun
on just a loser. Yeah, a real blast. Real fun person to date and hang out with. And it was... with Mitchell Weller. He was in the grade below me. He was like the hot freshman, and I just like a fucking cradle wrap. I just went down a grade and plucked the best from that grade.
Then
both of our brothers were on the same like basketball team, like youth basketball team, and we were at their practice, and he took me out to the playground of the school that our brothers were practicing at and kissed me on the playground as a 16-year-old. So it's kind of a weird like merging of worlds. Like it probably should have happened on a playground when I was at the right age to be on a playground.
Now
it's happening when I'm 16, but it was very cute.
Yeah. That is very cute.
Yeah, it's very cute.
My first kiss, I guess if we're going with the childhood kiss,
do you like your first kiss?
Well, because I got kissed at 5, which is technically my first kiss, and then my first kiss.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
We're not kissing. We're not.
No,
we're
my
not
step cousin kissed me when I was 6. I refused to let that.
Okay,
be
no, that's
yeah,
not,
let's not let that be the thing.
That's assault when you were 5,
dude. I'll be honest. 100%. My first kiss, I think I was 12 or 13, and it was a game of truth or dare.
Class.
So nice. I don't even remember. I think the kid's name was like Mark.
So that's so harsh.
And it was like it was a dare.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even really count that as my first kiss.
What would you count?
I guess I would count it's funny because my very first boyfriend was when I was like 15 and a half and we didn't kiss. We only held hands
the whole time.
I did that too in fifth grade.
He never
most people did was hold hands like months.
Yeah, he didn't kiss me. and I wasn't gonna make the move yet, so didn't kiss that first boyfriend. And so it would have to be whoever was after that, which it's kind of sad if I don't remember. I think it was like one of my friends at a party. Like we just made out on a beanbag. But I honestly,
really?
I guess I would consider that my first kiss.
Your first kiss was making out on a beanbag?
Yeah.
Whoa. 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Made out on a beanbag. I'm pretty sure it was with my friend at the time, Cameron. And I think that was technically my first kiss.
Wow.
Dude, I don't know. It's been a fucking blur.
Oh my God.
That is so funny.
So yeah, I would say that was it. Had a beanbag somewhere.
Okay.
All right.
Yours,
I mean, I had been my boyfriend.
Besides
in
the Lord.
I know. Give me a break. When I was in eighth grade, I'd been in love with this guy since sixth grade. And then the beginning of eighth grade, we started like dating or whatever. Yeah. And we were together for all of eighth grade.
Jeez.
And then we broke up like at the beginning of ninth grade. So like when I was 13. And we broke up when I was maybe 14.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that age. Wow. Jeez.
Which is I'd been in love. I just found like the guy who was taller than me. And I was like, that's him right there. and we had like been dating for like 8. So like the whole year. So like 7 months, 8 months. And we hadn't kissed. And then at the end of the year, our band class always went to Disneyland. And so we went to Disneyland and he kissed me on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Stole my dream.
Oh my God, I know. Well, but it was at the point where the ship is shooting the town. Like he kissed me while cannonball noises are going, and his breath tastes like burritos, and I didn't enjoy it, and I was like, we only kissed like a few more times before I broke up with him, and I think I was, and then I didn't kiss anybody again until like college, because I was like, maybe I don't like guys. Like, because I was in love with this guy. Like, in love with him for years. And then I finally kissed him and I was just like, and I think it was just a weird, all first kisses are weird.
Yeah.
And I was, you know,
first kiss
13.
With each new person you kiss, I feel like it's a little, you know what I mean? You got to like get acclimated a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I get, I don't know. My first kiss with Kyle was pretty damn great.
Was it good?
Yeah.
My first kiss with Cam was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was so relieved.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good kisser. Thank God.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Me too. Because we've been out a few times and I was just like, Oh, thank God. Right. I was getting worried. I was like, is it not? Is this going to be bad?
Yeah. What is your perfect kiss? I'm sure maybe we're all a little different.
The best kiss you've ever had?
Yeah, or just like, what do you enjoy with a kiss? Because I feel like a lot of guys or people think that certain other people like a lot of tongue and all that stuff, which I do not prefer that.
Yeah, not a lot on the first time.
I like open mouth with maybe a tiny little tongue every 3 to 4 open mouth kisses.
Yeah. Sure.
Minimal tongue for me.
Sure. Yeah.
But sometimes you got
all
people...
the time or right up top? Are you talking about first kiss or you mean that's how you like
most
to kiss
of the time.
All the time?
Most of the time.
Really?
I don't like a lot of tongue.
Oh, I like a lot of
really
tongue.
Really ever. See, I think we're all different, right?
I like a lot of tongue. I know. Not like, first, but like, eventually get in there.
I like when like my face is held.
Yes. That's what I was going to say.
I love that. Really? I just feel like that's so like, as I have cat hair on my face, I'm so
she's like, that
I'm brushing
so
cat hair on my face. I just feel like that's so romantic and movie-like. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Kane that the other day. I was like, I wish you did that more. And he's like, well, you yell at me anytime I touch your face because you're like, I got makeup on. Don't fuck up my makeup. Or like, you're going to make me break out. And so I guess I can't remember now, but I guess in the beginning he would do that. And I would be like, oh, you're making my makeup look bad. And now I'm like, oh, fucking.
He's got to do a neck grab.
Like, a little bit lower.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Not under,
like
right, under the art.
Not right on the cheeks, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm not
but
big
I like
on that.
That.
You don't like face?
I don't like face. I don't know where Cam's hands have been. Let's be real. Cam does a lot of stuff and
really?
At home I don't know, I just don't want them on my face.
Yeah, interesting.
I love Camp.
I like being pushed up against a wall too.
Well, that's nice, that's fun, right? But like,
that's nice, that's fun.
He's not a big wash your hands after the bathroom kind of guy.
What?
Yeah. And so
damn.
I know he's like, oh yeah, yeah, I didn't touch anything, I just touched my wiener.
Exactly.
And I'm
what?
Like, you touch the handle to flush the toilet.
And the lid.
And yeah.
The lid up and down.
Usually the lid. And I'm like, you've touched
and
everything.
Your dick. Or and, is nobody. Yeah. Everybody's like, yeah, you touched the toilet. And your genitalia.
Your dirty, dirty,
dirty dick.
Dick.
That dude. Dirty dog dick, as J.C. Carias would say, part of his bit. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have.
Fucking hysterical.
Kane needs to have an intervention with him. Kane is so,
Kane seems very clean.
Very dude. Clean. Like, there is no using of the bathroom. Even if it's number one, you wash your hands always.
Oh, yeah.
Cam is not. That's why I'm like, I don't trust where those have been. I love you.
Ew.
But,
make
like,
him,
yeah.
Make him.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I would literally tell Kane, like, we're going to break up if you don't do that. That's
he
disgusting.
Only washes his hands after if he takes a shit.
I will never be in your house again. I'm sorry. I don't feel comfortable.
Now I'm trying to like, and I'm like, have I ever seen him wash his hands? He has to, right?
Dude, I feel like a lot
of guys
do
like
that,
that
and
he's
won't admit
cooked
it.
Us dinner.
I oh make him God. Wash his hands before he handles food. That's one thing. He'll wash his hands before doing certain things, but it's not right after he goes to the bathroom. But
ew, he's just spotting it.
I know. He'll wash it before he cooks. He'll, but no.
I hope he listens
weird.
To this episode because I want him to feel shame. Shame on you, Cam. Shame. For shame.
It's so gross. So I don't want those fingers on my face.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh,
dude.
God. I didn't think of any
do you let
that.
Him put them inside you?
I mean, sometimes.
God damn it, Cam.
Okay.
I'm snorting a lot in this episode.
You are snorting a lot.
Just depends what's happening.
He needs to get his shit
I
together.
I know. I'm going to get
so
fucking
funny.
E. coli of the vagina.
It's so crazy like how guys just don't think about... Oh, my God. How guys just don't think about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, it's so easy. And I mean, you almost just have to find one that's like good at... It's just adaptive.
Yeah.
You know? Because like I've only dated one guy who was like really clean. And he was old. He was like 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
And very neurotic. And so that's why he was super clean all the time. But like all the other guys I've dated, I've kind of been like, you're just going to leave that there?
It's like Cam is like permanently camping. That's how I feel like his habits are. It's just like he is, and he doesn't like camping. So it makes no sense. But he's just like camping in our home. That's really
that is
home
hilarious.
Camping.
You are so different. Mm-hmm. What do you
Jesus
have?
Christ. What is the question? I've completely forgotten.
I think it's you. Whose turn to ask a question?
Oh, favorite.
I just asked first kiss.
Oh, and I did my right. on the playground thing.
Right. So we.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're saying like what's my next question?
Yeah, yeah.
Just FYI, we're like at an hour 7.
Oh.
Oh, we
so
are.
So we're over our thing. Do we want to do one more? Or should we wrap it up?
Whatever.
Should we do one more?
Is anything burning that you guys wanted to ask?
Can we just each say our favorite movie?
Sure.
Oh, I can't pick one.
Top three, top five.
I can pick one and only one. Airplane, over and over Airplane.
Really?
Wow. Airplane is a movie that I can
I've
watch.
I've never seen it.
That is one of the only movies I can watch because I'm not a big multiple, like I don't watch it again if I see a movie. We've talked about that. I can watch Airplane just constantly. I always find new jokes that I think are funny or new whatever, anything. And I just, it's fantastic.
Timeless. I love so many movies. It's really hard. I'm gonna do what I did kind of with the band stuff. The movie that I've seen maybe the most that I've been watching since I was a kid, is the Emma Thompson version of Sense and Sensibility.
You are a thousand.
Yeah. I really love Jane Austen. I loved Jane Austen when I was younger. And
you are very sweet.
Like, do you guys remember, did you see me the other day when I had, no, you probably didn't. Well, I had my hair like, have you seen my hair in like a low bun before?
Yeah.
I used to do my hair like that like almost every day in high school when I thought I was going to like.
A small colonial child.
Yeah. It was like when I thought I was going to be a writer and I'm like, this is how writers put their hair up. And I loved Jane Austen growing up. And that movie is the one that Emma Thompson won the Academy Award for adapting the screenplay. And it's the best version, the Ang Lee version. And I believe it's 1995 it was made, and it is perfect, and it is an all-star cast, and it is the best. Oh, and then, you know what? Well, I don't know. This is,
What? Say,
say it.
It.
I also, it. I also really like Singing in the Rain.
Oh, my God.
I have to think of movies that like I'm always gonna love, like because I love so many movies.
Yeah,
I think so many movies are so good.
You gotta get the timeless one that you can watch.
Yeah, the timeless ones that I have like that I have emotional memory. Like I remember watching that with my grandma.
Yeah,
like over and over again in like a safe place. Like those are the movies that I would watch with her. Like my sisters. Like that's how I gauge movies.
I would say I like also The Illusionist. One of
How
my
about
favorites.
The Prestige?
The Prestige
I like
is
the
way better.
You're
like
The Illusionist better.
I can't believe we're friends.
Get out.
Get out.
Beyonce and the... We can't. This is too much now. Oh, the Prestige is a billion times better without question.
I have a question. Did you guys see No Strings Attached and Friends with Benefits?
I can't remember who's who or what's
what. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis and Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher. Which one did you like better?
I don't remember.
Fuck, I can't remember. I'm beginning to lean toward Justin Timberlake.
It's all the same shit.
You're wrong.
Don't okay.
There's no strings attached.
I don't have enough information to put in my
Okay. What about when you, like, as a kid, what movie? Like, I remember
like
watching Matilda every weekend as a kid.
Oh, my God. I watched Matilda over and over. I thought I had her powers. I would go to the library in school, and I would just stare at books, and I'd try to make a move. Real loser.
That's so good. I watched Aladdin over and over again.
Wizard of Oz was a big one for me, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, my all-time favorite movie is Ocean's 11, but the one with Brad Pitt and George Clooney. Not, like, the original.
Oh, yeah. That's a great choice.
I've all-time never seen favorite.
It. I could watch that every day.
Yes,
that's
it's
like
just
one of those.
A blend of like a bunch of genres. Like it's funny, but it's action, but there's romance in it, and it's like it's so smart. And I notice things that are new every time.
Never seen it. I'll have to watch it.
Also, Pirates of the Caribbean, first one, and A Quiet Place is like now.
A Quiet Place is one of your favorites.
I really think it's a perfect movie.
Wow,
it is a fantastic.
It's
movie.
So hard too because as you get older, I feel like different things resonate with you, and especially with movies, where like I'll see movies and I'm like, I love this, and I'm like, this is gonna resonate with me in the same way in a few years though, because I know where I'm at in my life and I know what age I am now, and that's part of why I like it so much.
Yeah. Like, that's interesting because like I think A Quiet Place was fantastic, and I will never watch it again.
Oh
yeah, so I have no interest in ever seeing that
movie
again.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it too, where I'm like, that was good. Like, I felt like it was really well done, but I didn't feel like it was something I needed to like own or anything.
Yeah.
Comedian, Jerry Seinfeld's documentary Comedian is definitely one of my favorites. Yeah, I've seen that so many times. I watch it like every year.
I'll have to watch it. And like, I'm excited at the thought of watching Matilda, like right now as an adult.
You want
to. So it's like, that holds up. That holds up.
Also, 10 Things I Hate About You and The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight is.
And I'm out. Mic
boom.
Drop. No
That's
more
solid.
Movies for me.
Solid.
But those are my favorites.
Oh, really good.
This was so
this,
fun.
We could keep going for so long. I want to do one more.
Okay.
We have to do the traits we wish we had. That's a good one.
The only reason I didn't say it is because I thought we did that on our big anniversary episode. Where
you know what? We did do that.
I think we did.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. That was your idea.
Like that.
I know. I had thought of that again, and then I realized, we already did that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, gosh, this was so fun.
It was really fun. And if you didn't like it, go on Reddit. That's where that happens.
Tell us your favorites.
Yeah, I would love to know if, like, in our Facebook group, if you guys can, like, leave posts saying, like, oh, man, I really love the same movies as Delaney or whatever. Like, I would love to know.
I would love it. Yeah, please, somebody, just comment on the Facebook group about
you like the Belgian women's choir.
Yes, please, because I'm feeling really, really alienated right now within my group.
Well, people are always like, oh, I'm such a Taylor, I'm such a Delaney or whatever. Yeah. And I wonder if us sharing our interests made people even more like, oh, I'm really
right.
You know,
yes, or more confused.
Or more confused, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. We love you guys. Make sure, please subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes if you haven't yet. And give us a 5-star rating and review.
Yeah,
we're helps getting us get up on those charts. It really does.
I think we're up there, over 760 or something.
771, I think, last time I checked. Almost 800. So
dude,
keep it
you.
Up, guys, and spread the word. Let a friend know if you love Self Helpless. It's all word.
Yeah,
enough.
We see when you guys tag us. Like, feel free to tag all of us on social media. Like, you can tag us.
Yeah, we see all of them.
Yeah, at Self Helpless Podcast, but also our individual ones too. Like, we'll always see it, and we see that you guys are like screenshotting it and tagging us and like tagging friends and things. Like, it's really awesome. And we love you.
We love you guys. Cool. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.